di Kevin.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Dusty Alton, Mayor, Marion Woods.
I'm Roger G. Alton, I was councilman for Ward 3.
Thank you.
We have applied for, or will be applying for a grant to the state to repair some much needed roads. They're in horrible shape. I'm sure you guys kind of understand some of the roads. We have to, it's $500,000 grant, and we have to put up $230,000. And the city itself is going to go in and replace culverts and the ditches as part of a good faith and
cost savings.
Cost savings, yeah. Doing a little bit of cost savings on our end as far as money-wise. And it's my understanding y'all approved with Rockaway is some sort of deal to put up, the county put some money forward to it, providing the grant approval.
Was it $15,000 or was it
$25,000?
$25,000. And what was their actual grant?
It's the same grant.
Same amount of money? Yeah. Same $500,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going through MECO Engineering, and they're going to supervise all of our culverts and ditches so they'll be up to the standards for the state.
You said MECO?
MECO Engineering.
MECO. When do you have to have the grant submitted? I had gotten the letter from Senator Sater some time ago.
When was it? I think
we changed it to April, the spring grant approval thing, rather than try to shove it into December and get it before the first of the year. They recommended that we push it out to April.
How many of the last one? It was contingent upon them receiving the grant. We would give up to $25,000. Do you guys have any other questions?
When would they make the decision? Did they tell you? If you have to have the application by April, when is the decision made?
I don't know how long we're gonna. I thought the decision was gonna be. We've actually got the application filled out. But they're holding it till, I guess, the reading or whatever.
Oh, you've already submitted the application to the group?
Yes.
Okay, I misunderstood. Okay.
I may not have said it.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we made it on the condition that they
receive the grant.
Get the grant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would it be a wouldn't be an award of funds, what would it be? Just a,
I was trying to think how we did. We agreed that if they got the grant that we would
provide up to $25,000. Move to provide up to $25,000 to the city of Marion Woods for roads contingent upon them receiving the CDBG grant.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Mid-State Funding, LLC. Could you state your name and for the record, please?
Sure. I'm Carl Finkenbeiner, and I'm here representing both Mid-States Funding LLC and ARC Resources LLC.
I do have a letter dated November 30th, 2020, from you.
Yes. Whenever you're ready, I can give you some background and kind of explain what I'm looking for.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay.
Before you start, can I ask, you said, and also ARC?
Yes, I represent both.
Okay. Is that a LLC or a?
Yes, ARC Resources LLC. They're, and Mid-States Funding, they're both Missouri limited liability companies.
Okay. Are they one and the same then?
They're different companies, but same ownership.
Okay, thank you.
So, just brief, and I won't bore you guys to death, but a brief background. What this is this is regarding some property that is within Stone Valley Estates, which is off Branson Hills Expressway, and it is in the Community Improvement District, or the Branson Hills Infrastructure and Recreational Community Improvement District. And this was a subdivision that was originally platted and subdivided by Tom Boyce and Scott Bachman. And what happened was, originally, is when it was platted, it was done so without infrastructure, and as you guys probably already know, I'm probably telling you a lot of stuff you may already know, but they're required to post a bond in order to plat that subdivision, and they didn't post a proper bond with the city of Branson when they platted the subdivision. And what occurred was, is when they platted all this land, it was raw land, raw dirt, and when they platted it, it turned it all into lots. As you guys are probably familiar with, inside the CID, it's assessed, and I know you know very well, but it's assessed based on, inside that CID, there's different assessments based on the lots or versus residential lots versus commercial property. So with regard to a lot, it's approximately $1,100 a year per lot. And then it's, I think, $1,300 or $1,400 per acre in commercial if it's not a residential lot. So that makes a big difference annually if it's a lot, residential lot versus a acreage, commercial acreage within the Community Improvement District. And so what happened over the course of many years, or several years, these CID taxes were running up on incomplete, long story short, it did not get built out by Tom Boyce or Scott Bachman. And many years these lots were accruing CID taxes, even though they probably should have never been platted as lots because the infrastructure wasn't there and neither was a bond. Long story short, after a period of time, that plat was vacated because they recognized of the issue. So those are no longer lots. The land that I'm talking about today and addressing today is not currently platted as lots. It's raw acreage. But what did occur, and there are, my client admits, there are current CID, there are taxes past due on the property we're discussing today, and it's approximately 35 acres total. That we're asking to apportion out, and I'll explain that here in a minute. That was platted as lots as one time, and it was accruing CID taxes as platted lots, or the $1,100 per year per lot basis. But it's no longer accruing taxes on that basis anymore, but instead on the acreage. Just a couple of months ago, with the assistance of the city of Branson. The city of Branson wanted an easement. They wanted a dedicated easement, and we worked with the city of Branson to provide them a dedicated easement that was located inside this 35-acre tract. We recorded a new plat that dedicated that easement to the city of Branson, and the city of Branson signed off on, which, according to your attorney, may have been in part a mistake on the city of Branson because the taxes were not paid. at the time the plat was signed off on by the city of Branson. Needless to say, we're here now because we do have a new plat for this. This plat took 35 acres, a portion off approximately 1.9 acres, and left 33 acre tract. So now we have two tracts that still of the total 35 acreage. So now you have a 1.9 acre parcel that is owned by ARC Resources LLC, and the remaining approximate 33 acres still owned by Mid-States. There are two different tracts, two different acreages, two different legal descriptions now, and two different ownership or company ownerships. What I'm requesting on behalf of my client at this point is to ask Taney County to assist us in not forgive any taxes. We're not asking for anything like that, but simply a reapportionment to help us resolve the issue, because now we have two tracts, and to help apportion out what would be pro rata for the 1.9 acres that was set aside or taken out from the larger tract, instead of saying, for example, that all the 35 acre, the taxes that have accrued on that total 35 acre parcel are now due from that 1.9 acre parcel that got cut out, if that makes sense. So we're just asking not for a forgiveness of any of the taxes, but a reapportionment of those taxes assigned to the 1.9 acre parcel and the 33.1 acre parcel, and those are approximate. The reason is my client would like to, if this is successful, would like to improve, has immediate plans to improve the 1.9 acre parcel with duplexes, and would be able to pay the past due past due property taxes on that 1.9 acre parcel. It's possible that in the future it would occur again in chunks with that 33 acre parcel, but that's not currently anticipated at this time. But the 1.9 acre parcel is, and so that's the extent of our request. I know it would it involves kind of, some direction to, really two different departments, both the collector and the assessor, in terms of looking backward and looking forward. And so that's our request.
You said that they're no longer lost. Was that done during that replat?
No. No, that was done before this replat. This was done. Steve, do you recall when the subdivision plat that Boyce did was vacated?
Several years. Okay, so that was something that was fixed. You said it was fixed, so that was something that was fixed.
Yeah.
A long time ago. It had nothing to do with this.
Correct.
Is the accrued amounts based on the combination then of the when it was a lot and then when it was raw land?
Yeah.
And so there's no argument on. Is there any argument on reducing those that was already accrued because of it being done?
There may be. There may be. That's an argument for that. I'm not making that argument. I have not made that argument.
It's mostly what you're talking about, your SID portion of it.
Yeah. Yes. As you know from your experience, the vast majority of those taxes that have accrued out there on those lots are CID taxes.
I don't think the county commission has any authority over the SID.
Well, it doesn't have any authority on the CID and how it's assessed.
We do on the reapportionment.
Yeah, I would argue, and you may disagree, but I would argue that the commission is the only body, and maybe Travis disagrees, but I would argue the commission is the only body that does have the authority to reapportion.